Well, disturbing revelations that mafia figures have given tens of thousands of dollars to the Liberal Party prompted fresh calls for an overhaul of political donation laws. A joint investigation by Four Corners and Fairfax has uncovered a $51,000 donation to the Liberal Party's fundraising vehicle, the Millennium Forum, as part of a successful campaign back in 2004 to allow a known criminal, mafia boss Frank Madufari, to remain in Australia. This has raised a whole lot of questions about political donations. We're going to be talking to John Hewson about the, he has a vision or a plan for an overhaul of political donations. We'll be talking about that shortly. But Paul Bongiorno joins us now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, this joint Fairfax Four Corners investigations uncovered a number of links between so-called mafia members and the Liberal Party. The common thread does seem to be political donations, Paul. Is this showing up in stark light, really, a problem with our political donation system at a federal level?
Well, what it shows up is that when people make political donations, interested groups, industry groups, companies, they do so, and this is the view I notice of the council from ICAC, they do so, to get something. It's an investment in something. Now, hopefully it's an investment in our democracy, but it's an investment in their own vested interest. And I think that what the Four Corners investigation, the Fairfax investigation, showed up last night is how this works, and what it really also shows up is that we really do need an accountable, transparent system of political donation, so that we can be assured that that what's happening is in our national interest and not in the self interest of groups and individuals who've got money.
Yes, it's an opaque world, and as I mentioned, we'll be talking about that further with John Hewson shortly. Paul, staying with its programs on the ABC, the Zaki Mallah affair on Q&A has sparked a political firestorm, that's for sure. Three inquiries underway. A government review will be handed to, the results of a government review will be handed to the Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, later today. In the meantime, many Liberals say they won't go on the program. Earlier here on Breakfast, we spoke with Nick Cater. He's the director of the Menzies Research Centre, which is a Liberal think tank, and he told us why he and others are making this decision. Let's have a listen.
I think there's a large number of people who feel disenfranchised by the ABC and by a program like Q&A. Hey. Well, I mean, if you get a situation, Fran, where, I would say a moderate coalition MP like Alan Tudge won't go on the show, then I think you have a problem. This isn't the problem for the Liberals or the people like myself who find the imbalance quite intolerable. This is a problem for the ABC.
That's Nick Cater speaking to us earlier. It's a problem for all of us, I think, this kind of us and them argument that's being played out around the ABC, isn't it?
Look, I think it's just getting ridiculous now, Fran. I mean, there was just no real coherence in that argument put up by Nick Cater. You see leading coalition figures who have gone on Q&A, people like George Brandis, who performed extremely well on Q&A. Other leading Liberal MPs and ministers have gone on, held their own, put their point of view. It is a marketplace of ideas. I think that what we're seeing writ large is culture wars for some reason or other. Those on the right and the extreme right, like Nick Cater, believe that unless their view is put up in lights and in headlines all the time, then you're biased against them. It simply doesn't wash.
Well, we're yet to see, I suppose, how this is going to play out or how this is going to die down, really. I wonder if the release of this report today will be a vehicle for that. Paul, meanwhile, on asylum boats, Labor leader Bill Shorten is not ruling out Labor adopting a turnbacks policy. In fact, he's hinted a Labor government might turn around asylum vessels, but telling Indonesia when it has done so. Richard Miles on the program yesterday raising the issue of relationship with Indonesia as the problem here with turnbacks. Do you think that is going to be enough to calm the left?
Probably not. I mean, the history of this is that Kevin Rudd in 2007 promised on boat turnbacks. When he got into government, he was advised by the Immigration Department and the Department of Foreign Affairs that it was unsafe on two grounds, unsafe diplomatically for relations with Indonesia, and at that time unsafe because boats would be scuttled and people would be drowned. Now, we don't know how the current government has overcome that because it's all shrouded in secrecy, that is the drownings and the deaths at sea. We do know that they've successfully stopped the boats. But we now know, thanks to Marty Natalegawa, the last foreign minister from Indonesia, that relations between between Jakarta and Canberra are at a nadir. Far from being Jakarta-centred, our current federal government has not delivered on that promise with Indonesia, and repair work needs to be done. Now, how that can be achieved while at the same time stopping boats is probably the big question. Bill Shorten seems to think that when you stop a boat or turn it back, you just ring up Jakarta and let them know. Now, whether that's the answer or not remains to be seen.
Yeah, well, there was an interesting speech from Marty Natalegawa. He said, we've been drawing down on the trust bank between our countries in recent months, and he's talking about a new apparatus should be set up to diffuse problems to try and keep dialogue going, really. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.